Welcome back to Computers 2K4 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. Like I said, we have a long distance guest online. Kurt, you there?
Yeah, I'm there.
Yeah, there you are.
You don't Hello. Sound that far away.
I am not. And aloha from Hawaii.
Hello, Hawaii. Boy, that's completely two different sides of our great nation, isn't it?
Are you within listening range?
I was going to say, our signal must be pretty strong if we're reaching Hawaii.
Well, I am now since I'm on the telephone. You know, I got a front row seat. So thank you so much for having me on your show.
Sure.
I appreciate it.
With us online is Kurt Brandau. Kurt runs DigitalSlob.com.
That sounds like me.
He's a writer. He writes a weekly column that is carried by UP about technology, but he's got a twist on humor in it.
He's good.
He's got twisted humor in it?
Hey,
okay.
Okay, you guys are now my best friends. I want you to know that. Thanks very much for telling me that.
Make check payable too. Just cash is fine, really. I'll be able to get the money for it. Don't worry about it.
We also barter.
Uh-huh. Hardware. So what is Digital Slob?
Well, Digital Slob is a column that I came up with a couple of years ago because I realized that basically what I was somebody who enjoyed technology, but enjoyed it not from a productive standpoint, but from an entertainment standpoint. Basically, a digital slob is basically a slob who's found a bridge to the 21st century, and I would say that because there's no way we would ever build one ourselves. Basically, there's two different types of people in the digital age based on how they use technology. One of them is digital slobs on one end of the spectrum, and on the other is respectable people. And you can tell pretty much by how they use technology. Anytime a gadget comes out, no matter what it is really, the people who make it will try to sell it to you by saying that it's faster and easier. You know, faster and easier to do this, faster and easier.
New and improved.
Faster, cheaper, better.
Bigger, better, right. Stronger, faster.
Right. So respectable people tend to care more about faster, and digital slobs care more about easier. So the core difference between us is how we use technology. Respectable people use it to do more and accomplish more, while digital slobs use it to do less while accomplishing roughly the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
So
it's got nothing to do with screens that have like orange juice leaking, you know, dripping all over it and anything like that, slob.
Well, you know, that's it could be, but you would never know on the as we're sitting on it.
I used to clean keyboards back in the early days when I was an IBM service guy. We would go in and clean because keyboards were expensive.
Yeah.
So you would take it, you try to blow it out or clean it out. Oh my right. gosh, the stuff you'd find in people's keyboards.
Stay away from my machine then.
Oh.
Well, basically, any technology that allows a slob to be more what I like to call effectively lazy. It's something that allows us to watch more TV. That's something we'll line up to buy. Basically, for example, I'm so lazy that when I microwave a frozen dinner, I punch in 222 on the timer instead of 200 because it's easier to hit 2 3 times in a row than it is to refocus and reposition my index finger for the 0 lower down on the pad.
I like the way he's thinking. I'm liking this. I'm going to try that 222 now.
There's one place where this breaks down, though, because the new thing never works the first time, so you wind up burning all these extra cycles just getting it to work. What about the one who's more amused by technology at home is my wife. When she sees me at 2 o'clock in the morning, she goes, when are you going to go to bed?
Right.
I can't get it to work yet. I'm not going to go to bed until it works.
Right. Well, see, slobs aren't really early adopters. That's another thing.
Okay.
We like to wait until, like, just take the microwave, for example. You know, the microwave came out for most people, around the 70s or something? But slobs weren't very interested in that. Why? Because the frozen dinners were still in aluminum back then. Right? So, I mean,
the light show.
You know, like gourmets can bake a potato and make a 7-course meal in half the time, but we weren't doing that anyway. It wasn't until Swanson and all the other people said, hey, we can make your lives easier with a microwave.
And better and faster.
Right. We said, okay, all right, we'll get one.
Now, Spence, in the first segment of the show, we're talking, he had really bad experience online shopping. What do you think? Is it better to do your holiday shopping in the mall or online?
Well, that's a real t- tough question, you know. Most of us now have eaten enough leftover turkey, and we've come to, and we've realized that it's almost December, and, you know, Santa is coming, also known as the Grim Reaper for credit cards, and we don't know what to do. Unfortunately, you know, the digital age, you know, it doesn't mean they haven't really kept us from getting, you know, hornswoggled or whatever. The digital age can be a dirty den of not so cheap thrills and broken high tech dreams. You know, sort of like a Bangkok nightclub with a Wi-Fi network.
I've been there.
Yeah, that's why. I mean,
margarita on the rocks, no salt, please.
Yeah, right. Exactly.
I'll start drinking.
And I read somewhere recently, I can't remember, but they said that this year, basically 25 cents of every dollar spent on holiday gifts this year is going to be going to high-tech gadgets, even though a lot of us have in our junk drawers more computer power than was used to on all the Apollo missions combined. Mm, you know, we have,
that's true.
You know,
the Casio little organizer that I just donated could probably have calculated trajectories to the moon.
So unfortunately, I mean, unless you're a smart shopper, it really doesn't matter whether you're getting fleeced standing up or sitting down. But they...
I am so not going there.
But most of even though lots of slobs fear the mall, you know, respectable people are like, it's genetically encoded in them like salmon going upstream. They have to go to the mall and get all their Christmas shopping done. But we're afraid of it. We're afraid of the mall. Matter of fact, the only difference between a digital slob and a lost four-year-old in the mall is the lack of sympathy our blubbering gets. but still, we get lured in because these retailers, you know, they do this, you know, this what is it? Lost leaders. They price certain items below cost just to get us into the store. But you know, they. It's just frightening. You know, I don't remember reading about it this much this year, but last year there was like, you know, the nation was just, you know, the day after Thanksgiving, the nation was just filled with pre-dawn holiday shopping stampedes. I guess you guys know about that, you know, but the and that's just one of those. Just reading about that on the internet is enough to keep us all, you know, and, you know.
You look at the ads, and it shows this incredible item for $29, and it says at the bottom in the small print, maximum two per store.
Yeah,
exactly. So you've got 500 people.
There were two?
500
wow.
people online waiting to get this one, yeah. two of these items, and the rest of the stuff is regular price.
Right, and we know it goes, it's something about it. It's something about buying your brother a DVD for a player for $11 that you just know it goes against nature.
You shouldn't spend more than $5 on your brother.
Well, you know, when he turns it on, you know it's going to probably smoke and screech like an Amtrak train jumping the tracks, but it's the thought that counts, right? But,
yeah. Oh, yeah. But, now, what are some of the better holiday gadgets, the high-tech right. gadgets that might fit into the lifestyle of the digital slob on the
might earth? Actually work?
Yeah.
Yeah, mine actually work. Well, it's hard to start anything like that without talking about my favorite device of all time, which is the TiVo. I have TiVo now. Ooh. and now the simpler ones, the ones that aren't that don't record DVDs, are like after rebate only about $100, and I just can't get enough of TiVo.
It has changed the way we watch television.
That's right.
We have the cable TV version of it, the DVR, not TiVo, but it's right. just
I
amazing.
I want to see one that does it for real life, though.
You mean it crams 120 years into 80 years? Something like that?
No, you can go back.
He wants a personal video recorder.
I want to go back and have the instant replay for all those stupid things I've said. Just go back 15 seconds and say, I really didn't mean to call you this bad name.
It has changed TV a lot. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, 10 years ago you wouldn't have wasted an hour on, but since you can skip commercials, you might waste 40 minutes on. You know,
yeah.
Shows like Swan or He's a Lady or my obnoxious boss. These things, you know, I just got through 60 minutes in 12 minutes, so maybe I have time for these shows.
Right.
You know, so,
what else?
Well, there's the Roomba robotic vacuum cleaner. Yep. I guess you guys know about this.
I've seen one of those in action. Those are actually pretty cool.
Yeah, I have one of those too. It's basically a plate-sized disc on wheels that bumps its way around your house, and it picks up all the little pieces of your life that obscure the true color of your carpet.
Vacuuming for slobs.
Yeah. There is
doesn't pick up popcorn though.
or paper clips. Just keep going over the paper clip.
Well, yeah, and there are some caveats to this. You know, when you open it up, there's some assembly required, and there's like four steps to making your Roomba work. But the first step should be clean your house on your own, because this is not the sort of a device that's going to make sure you get your deposit back. This is basically a sweeper, and after you've got something clean, it'll keep it clean. But for slobs, I mean, that's not going to do it. What's the worst thing? The biggest problem of vacuuming is just getting all the stuff off your carpet, and for slobs, that includes, you know, silverware and paper clips and last year's tax returns. I mean, once we get all that stuff off the carpet, you know, we're 90% done. But, you know, I bought it because slobs will pay $250 to avoid 10 minutes worth of work. And you have to admire a Roomba's ambition to clean, because nothing else in the house has that ambition.
Well,
there's ambition and there's execution.
Yeah, right.
You can be ambitious. I'm going to vacuum today. Well, not so much.
Right. You may find that you spend as much time cleaning the Roomba as you do watching it clean, because you have to clean the brushes and you have to empty it out. But still, you have a clean carpet, and before you didn't. So.
And you end up following it around, watching it doing it.
Yeah, you're just amazed. It's like at first you think it's alive, you know, you think it's. You think it's following you at first, just watching, following you walking around with cookies.
Go ahead, drop something. I'm right behind you. Drop something.
Maybe the next upgrade, it'll just, you know, follow, go to the source right away and just attack you, as soon as you turn it on.
What else?
Well, I mean, these are kind of high-end things. We're talking about hundreds of dollars, but there's a lot of stuff, you know, that you can do, especially for people who are hard to buy for. I like cafepress.com. You guys might know this. It's where you go and you go on the web and you upload images or words, and you make personalized gifts, be it T-shirts, mugs, bumper stickers for people, pictures of your baby, specific logos that you might have. But the key thing to remember, and you can do this, a lot of these items are less than $10. You can spend a lot more for like the sweatshirts and the higher end stuff. But the key thing to remember is it's the personalization that goes into it. You have to. You know, put something in that you have to know the source. You have to know who you're talking to. I made a couple for my family that you might be interested in. I made a bumper sticker for my mom that says, "My adult child is an honor student at court-ordered traffic school." I got a sweatshirt for my sister. My sister's hosting Christmas this year, so everyone's coming to her house. So I got a sweatshirt, and I did it all in Christmas Eve fair, and it says, "It's not Christmas until the cops arrive."
That's true.
And I got a mug for my brother Tim, just for as a joke. He's got two daughters, so the mug says, "I would be the number one dad if this coffee cup didn't smell so much like whiskey." So, it's just a little paperweight there for his office.
Yeah.
So, also CDRs, you might want to consider, especially for the teenagers in your family. You have a lot of music, a lot of MP3 players. These recordable CDs that you can buy, packs of 30 retail for $9.99, but, you know, you can shop around. You can find a zillion on sale for basically a wink and a nod or, you know, after rebate.
Nothing.
So
thanks for the free CDs that I saw for rebate for free. I really appreciate that.
Well, speaking of free stuff, also Netflix.com, you can buy gift subscriptions, which is basically rental, DVD rental through snail mail. It's $18 a month. What it is a lot of slobs, when we stop to think about it, it probably makes more financial sense for us to buy our home and rent our DVD collection instead of the other way around, which is what we do. We buy our DVDs and we rent. But basically, what Netflix does is it gives you, it's kind of like a library card for DVDs. You check them out and they mail them to you. And as soon as you send them back, you get another one, whatever is next on your list. And it's a really good thing you can buy for people who especially enjoy a lot of movies. Netflix has 25,000 titles, and, you know, there's a lot of foreign films, a lot of things that you might not even
think. My daughter uses it, and apparently they've got some new competitive pricing to counter Walmart and the other places that are starting, and Blockbuster, they're doing it now.
Last I checked, it was about 18. Is that right?
I think she said there's even a a cheaper one now if you go with just a few movies a month, and they give you a maximum instead of unlimited within time. So, yeah,
I was curious about one thing, though, because it's if you sign up yourself, you get like a free month. But if you get a gift subscription, you have to pay right away. So I thought maybe it might be better if you're really looking to save some money, just sign somebody up and then put it on your credit card, and then you get the first month for free. But I don't know. Or you could just cancel after 30 days and you don't pay anything. Say it's a 30-day subscription. That's not really the Christmas spirit, you know, but, you know, whatever.
It is if you're Scrooge.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the reference to foreign films. Yeah, let's talk more about those foreign films. Does it show up in a brown wrapper?
Yeah, well, you know, they show up in nondescript wrappers. That is
just checking.
Yeah, yeah. those are some good, like, low-end kind of things.
Hey, Kurt, what time is it now over there?
In Hawaii, it's 3:30 in the morning, but that's actually good for me because I'm kind of a night owl. But funny enough, if I was actually in Raleigh, I would never wake up in time for your show.
If I was in
Raleigh, I'd have to do a show like in London or Paris or something. You know.
Do you have the luxury of being on hold for another 3 minutes and then come back?
Oh yeah, sure.
All right. Great. Let me put you on hold, and we'll be back after the break, okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Welcome back to Computers 2K4 on Sports Radio 850 The Buzz. And with us online is Kurt Brandau. Kurt, you there?
Yeah.
You're still here.
Yeah, I didn't nod off at all.
Yeah.
So is it bright and sunny in Hawaii today?
I'm sorry, what?
Is it bright and sunny in Hawaii today?
Well, it's...
or is it dark?
Right now it's dark. If a tourist came here, they might ask for their money back. But I'm pretty sure the light's going to come on in about 3 or 4 hours.
Which island are you on?
I'm on Honolulu, actually. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I just I went out there for the first time 2 years ago. It's a fantastic place.
Yeah, I love it. I've been here since 1998, and the lifestyle is just perfect. Especially for digital slobs. Maybe go back to that. In my closet, I have casual shorts and I have dress shorts. That's it.
The temperature is like 75 degrees average year-round.
Yeah, the weather, like 80 degrees. The weather violently swings from a warm spring day to a cool spring day.
It's a cold front comes through.
Yeah, yeah. Whenever it rains, and I work at the, I'm an editor here at the Star Bulletin newspaper, and whenever it rains for a whole day, it almost always makes the front page. You know, just, you know, rain all day long.
Film at 11.
Film at 11. It may even continue to rain tomorrow. Oh, the humanity.
That's it. I'm moving back to the mainland. I can't take this rain. Book me a trip to Seattle. Oh, never mind.
Oh.
Yeah.
So what else are you doing with that website?
Well, there's a the website is basically just a collection of some of my better columns. I have also on the website, though, if you want to find out if you're a digital slob, you can click on a little link, and it'll give you like a nice little quick 7-point quiz that you can take to find out, you know, where you are on the digital slob spectrum. You know, you can take it and just answer a few simple questions and, you know, find out if you are one of the club.
are there dues?
I'm sorry.
Are there dues?
No. It's a do-free. It's a free thing. Actually, no.
I like the button you've got there. Big Brother is watching you, and he's bored to death.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite ones. So yeah, there's all kinds of you can click on all kinds of things and find and you get a sort of a feel of what it is to. There's a lot of people that just don't know they're digital slobs. You know, I'm just trying to get the word out and say you're not alone. You may be alone in your computer room. You may never come out, but you're not alone.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, you know,
no,
slobs,
we're not.
Yeah, exactly. We love the internet, and we spend a lot of time on it, and we're always looking for that match.
Jim,
the internet's a fad. I give it another 2-3 months, it's over. CB radios, the internet, we'll look back and laugh. Remember, we used to use that internet thing. What a fad that was.
We're all looking, yeah, we see what it is. We're all looking for that magic device, that one device that will make us feel smart for having not pulled out our wallet yet, you know, and going ahead and gotten the magic one, you know. And so all these other people, you know, for me, the perfect digital device, the perfect digital age device that we're all working toward, for me, is TVs that feed us. We just want a TV that will, you will pause it and you will take the chicken out of the TV.
They've got the armchair, recliners that have the built-in coolers and food warmers and all that stuff.
That's
just
right.
One step away.
So clearly we're working toward that goal. I would call it paper chew.
That's it. Oh yeah, you have to have an interface on the TV that connects to the chair, and then chair. You know, when the commercials come on, the chair, the flaps open. There's the beer. There's the wings right there.
And whatever commercial happens to be on at the time,
it's sponsored by, there's
a whole meal for you.
The popcorn drawer opens up.
After the show, we should talk. We should spitball this because I think we got something.
And if you have picture-in-picture, you got a Budweiser commercial and picture-in-picture and a Miller commercial, you get two beers. Boop! Something right in front of you. I'm liking the way this works.
This is like, we should stop now.
Someone can steal the idea.
Somebody's going to take it, and we're not going to get a picture.
Okay, what other, tell me about some other gifts for this season.
Well,
that come to mind.
One is that I actually tested this a few months ago. You guys might have heard of it. It's called the Beamer Video Phone. It's basically it's really simple. I mean, ever since 1964 World's Fair, we've been told that we're going to be able to have video phone calls. You know, just real simple video phone calls. But the computer has really kind of let us down.
Were you there at the 64 World's Fair?
No, but my...
I was there.
You were there?
I saw the video phone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was cool.
Was it better than the ones? Was it better than webcams now, or was it?
It was probably the size of a small truck.
You know, but you look at a webcam box now, and honestly, I mean, the advertising would have you believe that, you know, grandma and grandpa can get this thing going just with a software CD, a title, troubleshooting flashcard, and a toothy grin, you know. And it just doesn't work. But just trying to get everybody on the same page in your family is just, you know, really rough because technology advances, what, every 15, 16 minutes? So, you know, trying to get everybody to be on pace with you is really tough. But the Beamer, what it does is it really makes it really simple, and it doesn't use your computer at all. It's just a device that plugs into your phone, kind of like an answering machine, kind of a go-between. And what it is you call somebody on the phone like normal after you plug it in, and when you're both on the phone, you press one button, and then there's about 15 seconds while it's loading, and then, boop, there the person is on the other side looking at you. And then they punch their button, and then there they are. And it's a little pricey. It's like for two of them, it's like $500. But for the nation that travels as much as we do, we have, you know, business travelers. We have people in the military. You have, you know, people who just like me move every 2.5 years. It's really good to stay in touch with the family because it's less than the cost of one round trip ticket, pretty much. And you can take this thing with you anywhere you go, and it doesn't add any kind of costs to, you know, the phone. It's just as much, it's no more expensive than whatever you're paying for the phone call.
It kind of takes the fun out of, hey, what are you wearing? So what are you wearing?
Well, if you want to go that way. Yeah.
That's the only way Jim knows how to go.
So what are you wearing?
Well, I think of it as like a way to make for your mother to make sure that you are indeed keeping your nose clean, you know, while you're
out there. This is true.
If you want to think about it that way.
So think about the creative backgrounds you could
have. Oh, that's where I'd go.
You put on the tie and the shirt, and you've got the blue screen in the background when you're really sitting on the beach.
Well,
there are some, it's not a miracle device. It's sort of like, it looks sort of like you're a CNN correspondent with a flak jacket. You know, the frame rate varies from like 5 to 10 to 15 frames a second, and there can be a lag between your voice and the picture, and it really varies from house to house. Like I tried it out with my sister in Dallas, and the frame rate wasn't very good, but then she took it to my mother's house in Louisiana, and it worked a lot better. So it's just the sort of thing you got to try, but it's still cool no matter what it is. It's still cool to look at your family and watch your kids. You can watch your nephews grow up, you know, if you want to.
In real time.
Yeah. That's well, at least 5 frames a second.
I think that kid just grew an inch. Put him up against the wall. Put a new mark on the wall. Let me see it.
So that's a good one. Another one is one of my favorites is the touchless trash can from iTouchless.com. It's about, for an 8-gallon one, it's about $70. This thing has a motion sensor on it, And basically, when you walk up to it, it knows you're there, and the lid opens up and automatically, and you don't have to put your hands on anything that might give you an upset stomach, although you probably already have your hands.
It's not good if,
like
you have a, if you have a dog.
Right.
You're constantly going in the garbage can. Every time it goes by, oh, wow.
That's the greatest invention for dogs ever. I just walk up, and there's plenty of food.
It will freak you out, you know, because anything that looks like it has a mouth, it automatically opens. I mean, it becomes a living thing in your house. And it will open regardless of whether you have anything, if you come nearby or not.
Feed me.
Yeah, but it's about $70, and some of us, you know, need to put stuff in the garbage two fistfuls at a time in a hurry. So if you're
and we don't have anything on our feet that we can step on a pedal or anything.
Yeah,
hurt.
Well,
so yeah, that
yeah, it
work.
Is. It is on the extreme. It's kind of on the extreme of how necessary is this.
Now imagine what happens to us. Do you have to call a repairman to come and change the batteries?
Yeah, the garbage.
Or you can throw garbage.
That's right. I don't know if I can throw like an empty bottle at it while it's in the air. Will it automatically open, boom, swish, and then it closes automatically back up again?
I do believe it comes with a customer support number, which I would love to get to take. So that would be that.
The
would
city
be
dump, right?
Yeah.
Oh. All right, Kurt. This was a lot of fun.
Well, thank you. I enjoyed it, too.
Let me just remind people that we were talking with Kurt Brandau of DigitalSlob.com, and Kurt is also or in his real life, he's a writer, writes a column, weekly column that is carried by UPS, right?
Universal Press, yeah.
UPS delivers it?
No, that was UPS services.
Hello, Federal.
It's not UPI. It says UPS. Services.
Yeah, Universal Press Syndicate.
Yeah, syndicated, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And this was really good. This was good. A good start for a Sunday. It's going to be a good day.
Well, actually, I can't really I got to tell you, you know, I've seen I've listened to your guys the clips on your website, and I got to tell you, you guys do a wonderful service, you know. Customer support, you know, this is the way you guys do the way customer support was meant to be. They should use you as like a text for customer support. Really
They are.
No, we don't have.
Don't tell them.
We don't have the right accent.
Don't encourage it.
We don't have the right accent. I'm not knowing. What are you calling? What you have to now turn on your machine? Have you rebooted? Make sure it's plugged in. No, your printer will not print not plugged in.
if you didn't figure it out by now, Jim is a real in his real life. He's a comedian.
At least I try.
Oh, really?
I try.
Well, yeah, I can tell.
I can do that I'm trying or that I'm succeeding. I can tell he's trying, dude. He's failing miserably, but he's trying, man.
Oh. It's too bad you can't see us shaking our heads over the radio.
No,
all right, Kurt.
I'm a god to these people. Are you kidding me?
Kurt, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you guys have a good day.
This was great. And have a happy holiday, Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever you want it to be. What is the Hawaiian one?
This Christmas. Hele Kalikimaka.
Hele Kalikimaka.
Is the thing to say on a bright Hawaiian Christmas day. That's the island greeting that we send to you from the land from far away.
Wow.
I know that tune, man.
Man, I should get a radio show just so I can have you on.
Have a good day. Go back to sleep.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care.
Thanks,
thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
Man, that was a lot of fun. I like that.